After all the bars are closed, someone always says, let's go clubbing. And if you're pushing 50, that's code for I wanna die, wanna die. Clubs are loud, dark and full of people who seem to be enjoying it. I know, right, it seems impossible, but genuinely, it's really loud music. They genuinely seem to be enjoying it. It's fucking madness when the bar closes now. I want my bed, I want my cereal. I mean, to be honest, I don't even want the bar. I just want the bed and the cereal. The bed and cereal. But every so often, someone gets nostalgic and says, remember how fun clubbing used to be? And I say, no, I don't remember that. I remember the sticky floors, the 11-pound vodkas, the 3 a.m. scramble for the taxi, and the emptiness of not pulling, even though you pulled in the queue for the cloakroom on the way in. For fuck's sake. Still, there's a magic to it. Not the club, but the moments. The moments it created. Because when you're watching TV and eating cereal and then going to bed, it's great, but even with the best TV, you know what's gonna happen. But the club, there were moments where it was like, what the fuck? What the actual fuck? When you know the night's over, but you wish it wasn't. That human urge to stretch the joy for a little bit longer, like a kid. Like a kid begging to stay up. And that's what this song's about, really. Not clubbing, clinging. Clinging to good nights, to friends, to laughter. Clinging to the past. And then even if it's over, there's still something in the tank when you're young. There is still something in the tank. Not for this. Not for the club. Now let's just go home together and all eat cereal. Let's all just go to bed. Not like that. I don't want to suck your dick. You're not in the queue for the cloakroom now. Genuinely. He just walked in. And 2 seconds later, he was getting off with someone. Fucking great days. They were great days. All right. Just one more time. Come on, then. Let's go to the club.